Here, the rowdies run there, they kick the ball around. The rowdies run here, the rowdies run there, then they fall on the ground. Oh, the rowdies, the rowdies, the rowdies are the pig in the grass.
Here's another reason why WISL is your sports leader. Now, on FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WISL, North America's longest-running soccer radio show, Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Your hosts, former Rochester Lancers trainer Joe Redcard Sirianni, Rochester Rhinos broadcaster Andrew Battisti, the editor of BigAppleSoccer.com and TropaGoal.com, Michael Lewis, and former Lancer and Canadian Soccer Hall of Famer, Mr. Zero, Dick Howard. Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is presented by top-notch monogramming Northfield Commons Pittsford and brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos, the Rochester Lancers, and Western New York Flash, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, Livewire, Salen's Meat Products, Faber Homes, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. And now, here's Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. This is Andrew Battisti. Thanks for being with us tonight. We have a lot to talk about, a lot of reviewing of the huge events that happened over the past week in the world of soccer, whether it be in Europe, whether it be in MLS, whether it be in the North American Soccer League. And, of course, we have a lot of things coming up this week. We're hoping to have with us a little bit later in the show one of the new inductees for the Lancers Wall of Fame, the Dean of Soccer, Alex Loy. But Alex is still feeling a bit under the weather. Hopefully we'll have him on. If not, we'll get him on a future broadcast. Well, of course, we'll have Dick Howard, who is also being inducted into the Lancers Wall of Fame this year. He'll be on with the International Report. And Michael Lewis will have the National Report, the Domestic Soccer Report. A lot to talk about what's going on in Major League Soccer and down in New York and, of course, with the U.S. men's and women's national teams. So a lot to talk about tonight, and Joe Sirianni is here, and we're enjoying some delicious greens and beans. And you know, that takes care of everything, yeah. You know.
Well, let me tell you one thing. It's good to be where we are. It's good to have the warmth of the green and beans, and it's good to enjoy the show, because we enjoy doing this show. It's all about soccer. It's all about who we are. And it's all about, you know, the friends that we have made. And we make no enemies, you and I, because we're not in the business of make enemies. But we make a lot of friends because people like to listen to our show. And they appreciate how we call things. They appreciate the fact that you know, we speak about the sports that we love and they love. So on right on the onset, I'd like to thank all those people that are listening to us. We have received many, many compliments pertaining to the contents and what we do. And without the listener, what good would have to be a show? But above all, without our sponsors, there won't be no show either. So we thank our listener, we thank our sponsor, and I thank you, Andrew, for doing a great job.
Oh, well, thank you, Joe. If it wasn't for you, there wouldn't be a Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. I know Charlie Schiano's listening, the man who started this show. Next year will be our 20th anniversary, and we got a lot of great things planned for that. And mention about our sponsors. Without our sponsors, like Joe said, we could not have a show. So, and if anybody out there has a business or knows somebody who might be interested in joining the Soccer is a Kick in the Grass family, be sure to give Joe a call. 414-5122. That's area code 585. If you're listening outside of Rochester, if you're listening to us anywhere in the country or wherever, and you still want to be a part of our show, definitely give Joe a call, and we'll talk to you about it.
And I'll tell you, Andrew, I mean, I have relatives in Italy that are listening right now, even though they are 6 hours ahead of us. I have a relative in Australia that are listening to the show as well, and they're one day ahead of us. So I think that we got a great audience. I think that the message that we deliver, it's a message that everybody likes. And, you know, the kangaroos, even the kangaroos listen to our show in Australia. So, and, you know, I think, again, you know, our listener and our sponsor, because, they make these shows possible.
That's right. And speaking of sponsors, the Rochester Lancers, of course, a great supporter of our show. And we have a big announcement we want to make right now. The Lancers annual kickoff dinner has been scheduled. It will be Thursday night, November 14th at the Italian American Sport Club. And boy, those guys, those cooks are going to be busy, because there's also going to be the bi-monthly luncheon or bi-weekly luncheon that day as well. So you got a chance to go for lunch and dinner to the sport club. You couldn't get better meal in town, I tell you. Let's, of course, go to Salvatore's, but you can do that. You can do that on another night.
Well, you know, the difference. There's a difference between all the amenities that we have in Rochester with all the restaurants, and of course, you know, the restaurants are great, but the sports club is not a restaurant as per se. It's a sports club, but we have people that cook over there, and they do a fantastic job. And I take my hat off to Lenny Pavia and Rino Altieri and Danny Pesia and the assistant cooks, you know, that are there day in and day out, and they do a fantastic job with preparing the food and the atmosphere that they provide. So, you know, we are very proud to be, both you and I, members of the sports club, and I'm very, very proud to be a member of the community center. I'm going to have to get you to become a member of the community center as well.
You can take all my money away here,
well,
Joe.
Well, it's only money, and we can use your money. And
in the future, a lot of people could use my money.
in the future, we're going to be doing our live broadcast from those clubs, and, you know, we're going to have... We're going to have more accessibility for the people that we want to interview to come to the club and partake and participate in what we do. Okay, so
that's right.
We have great plans.
Absolutely. And the kickoff dinner is Thursday the 14th, as normal, and they've done past years, $20 a person, or you can get a table for $150. So if you want to bring your team to meet all the great Lancer players who are going to be, of course, attending the dinner, the local guys, the Italian Connection, the Bash Brothers, the whole nine yards, all the players will be there, the coaches, Soccer Sam will be there. And I'm sure that Louis will be there, the Dragon. So if you want to get tickets, you can give Joe a call.
Just 414-5122. Just all you got to do, just dial 414-5122. Give me your name and your I'll tell you where to send the check. So please.
And you don't make it out to Joe Sirianni.
No,
don't worry about that.
No, definitely not.
But it's going to be a great event at the Lancers, the kickoff dinners. We do this every year for all the different teams, the Flash and the Rhinos spring. And
we all this to Bernie Ecovangelo, because Bernie Ecovangelo is the guy that not only he's a sponsor of our show, but he's a great promoter of soccer. He's a great person. He's a visionary in many, many ways. And what he does to take this endeavor to promote the teams that are playing in Rochester, you know, and let me tell you, sports put our city in the map in many, many ways, and not only for soccer, but for us, other sports. You remember the Royals, the basketball, the baseball as well, and all the teams that really excel and have the roots in Rochester.
That's right. And the Lancers, of course, we want to mention again that the home opener is Saturday the 16th, 2 days after the kickoff dinner. And it's the actual opener of the whole season against the defending champion Baltimore Blast. To get your tickets for the Lancers, 872-KICK is the number to call, or go to rlancers.com. That's the letter R, lancers.com. And, of course, the Wall of Fame, we talked about that with Dick Howard, Ed Morante, Alex Loy, and Don Lalka being inducted. That's going to be December 14th, Saturday evening, against the new St. Louis Ambush coming into Rochester for the very first time. So, again, this could be a great indoor soccer season. The Lancers are going to be very competitive, looking to get back into the playoffs again. And, of course, we're going to be following the Lancers as they start training camp and getting the players on. And it's going to be an exciting season. I know, Joe, you're looking forward to seeing live soccer again.
Let me tell you, and for those people who have not seen indoor soccer, let me tell you, if you can just picture this, you've been in the nice, comfortable comfort of Blue Cross Arena, nice and warm, snowing outside, and you're enjoying the beautiful game. You get warmed up just by looking at the tenacity of the game, you know, the back and forth running, you know, the goals are being scored. American people love sports that with a lot of scoring. That's what it is. You know, that's what soccer, really, indoor soccer, is all about. They score. They are, sometimes they score very little, but the majority of the time it's...
Well, the Lancers score a lot of goals.
There's, you know, 20 to 19, you know, those kind of score. And but it's what's more important, the excitement. You know, they get you right on the edge of your seat because the action is so... It's so great that you want to lean forward and look at everything and just don't want to miss nothing.
That's right. You get the best two scorers in the MISL, the MVP Doug Miller and Maurizio Salas. They're both back, and we can't wait to see them in action. It's going to be a great season. And again, we'll talk more about the Lancers as we get closer to the first match on the 16th. But again, go make sure to get your tickets for the kickoff dinner. It's not only a great time with all the Lancer players, you're going to get a fantastic meal from the Italian-American Sport Club at 1250 Buffalo Road. By the way, the next lunch there is going to be on Halloween, so I'm sure they're going to have something pretty scary to serve up.
You can come over there dressed or undressed. Well, not undressed, of course, but dressed, you know, or with your normal clothes.
There'll be a lot of politicians there, so we'll see what they get dressed up as. Yeah. Anyway, when we come back, we're going to be joined by Michael Lewis, so we're going to have the domestic soccer report. A lot to talk about with our national team going to the World Cup. Major League Soccer's last regular season weekend is coming up this weekend, and a lot of things going on there. We'll talk to Mike next on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass here on WYSL, 92.1 FM and 1040 AM, and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Hi, this is Doug Miller, and you're listening to Soccer is Kicking the Grass on WYSL 1040. I want to put beans in my ears, beans in my ears. You can't hear the teacher with beans in your ears, beans in your ears, beans in your ears. You can't hear the teacher with beans in your ears, beans in your ears.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
The Rochester Rhinos players and staff would like to thank all the fans for supporting them during the 2013 season at Salem Stadium and for the last 18 years. 2014 Rhinos season tickets, flex packs, and parking passes are now on sale at the Rhinos office, 460 Oak Street, or by calling 454-KICK. The Rhinos will be back for another exciting year of soccer in 2014.
Score big with Salem's! Salins is proud to call Western New York home for over 140 years. Our premium quality deli meats and hot dogs are hometown favorites. Score big with your family and friends. Enjoy Salins' delicious real smokehouse ham or Salins' mouth-watering real turkey or chicken breast. Ask for Salins' deli meats at your favorite meat or food store. The taste that beats them all. Salins.
Cooja Cooge, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline, 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's.com.
An experienced professional with more than 15 years in dentistry, Dr. David Olivo welcomes new patients to his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue. At the office of Dr. Olivo, you'll discover a warm and comforting environment staffed by professionals who are committed to providing the best available dental care while assuring your complete comfort. Call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
The Rochester Lancers are back for another season of exciting MISL soccer this fall. The Lancers open the 2013 campaign at the Blue Cross Arena on Saturday, November 16th, against the defending MISL champion Baltimore Blast. Kickoff is at 7 p.m. Get your 2013 Lancers season tickets by visiting ourlancers.com or by calling 872-KICK. Come support your Rochester Lancers all season at the Blue Cross Arena.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WISL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Soccer is a kick in the grass. It's the U.S. Soccer Report with the editor of BigAppleSoccer.com and Tropigol.com, former Rochester Lancers reporter and a 2012 inductee into the Lancers Wall of Fame, Michael Lewis.
I want to be a part of it. New York, New York.
Well, we're back on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, and we're having some technical difficulties. This is going to be one of those shows, Joe, where we're going to be flying by the seat of our pants.
That's okay. You know, our pants are very soft. They're good, so we're flying good.
Well, I'll tell you what, Joe, we were talking about U.S. soccer. We'll talk more about U.S. soccer with Mike, but I'm sure you were watching the game on Tuesday, the United States against Panama, and I was watching the U.S. and Panama on one screen and Mexico and Costa Rica on another screen, the picture-in-picture, and boy, it was unbelievable. I've never seen an ending like that. I mean, Panama was counting down, and we had Michael back, and Mike, how you doing?
Okay, how are you doing, Andrew?
Good. Are you available now? We want to make sure you're not going to be not driving or anything.
No, I am not. Don't worry.
Okay. Well, Mike, we're just talking about U.S. and Panama and the incredible ending to that match, and I was totally stunned. I think the Panamanian fans were stunned. The U.S. fans were stunned. I think more and more importantly, the Mexican fans were in ecstasy, and this is what it sounded like on Mexican television on Tuesday night when the U.S.'s Graham Zuzzi scored the goal that put Mexico into the playoff against New Zealand. Let's hear that, Bob.
Pelotazo para Saborío. Costa Rica retrocede, balón de Estados Unidos, tres cuartos de cancha. Atención con el centro, Estados Unidos, gol! Estados Unidos, ustedes no.
Unbelievable. I can't believe, I think probably them speaking in English on Mexican television is probably a first, but incredible. I mean, I would never, ever have anticipated. And do you think Graham Zuzzi now is an official Mexican citizen?
Just like
number one enemy of Panama.
A Honduran citizen for what he did back in 2009 for the 2010 World Cup.
It certainly was, but what, Mike, is that what you expected? Did you think the U.S. was going to come back and tie that game and actually win the game? I mean, I was happy because the U.S. won and won the group, and they showed their dominance in CONCACAF, but part of me is like, I really didn't want Mexico to get in. I would much rather have seen Panama get in, but it is what it is.
Quite frankly, I didn't think the U.S. was going to be able to emerge from the Estadio, the Estadio in Panama City with 3 points, just because they didn't have a lot of their heavy hitters, such as Tim Howard, Clint Dempsey, Landon Donovan, and Michael Bradley. The thing with the U.S., and again, this team has reminded us, that the Americans never give up. Even when it's a quote-unquote game that doesn't matter, at least for World Cup qualifying, it did matter to the players on the field. Obviously, they're trying to impress Klinsmann to get on the 23-man roster for Brazil next year, but also playing for pride. And just something to remember, whether it's the women's team or the men's team, U.S. national teams never give up or hardly give up.
They never do. And what's interesting, though, is that an article or a story came out on MLSsoccer.com today about Michael Orozco, who scored actually the first goal for the U.S. in that match. And he said that the Panamanians were asking that the U.S. take it easy so they could get into the playoff against New Zealand and eliminate Mexico. But, you know, I was thinking about it, and I thought, you know, there are a number of Mexican-Americans on this on our national team, and I'm certainly they want to see Mexico in there. I mean, they said it would, if the Mexicans had not gotten to the playoff, and they still might not get into the World Cup, depending on what happens with the all-whites, but it would cost them $600 million if they did not, if they do not make it. So, I mean, that's a significant chunk of change we're talking about.
Well, it goes back to some of what I was saying a few minutes ago about the U.S. never giving up. You're almost, when you're telling the U.S. or any U.S. player not to put in the effort, you're just adding fuel to the fire and their desire to say, oh, yeah? And I'm not saying that was the reason why they pulled off the comeback, but you don't tell any player, let alone an American player, to say, hold up on things. I mean, they're out there to win. And I give Klinsmann and all the players who participated credit for not rolling over and playing dead at all in the game and giving the CONCACAF hexagonal the respect that it deserves. And if it helped Mexico get in, so be it. You know what I mean? It's the integrity of the competition, and that's what matters. I know it sounds rather old-fashioned, never give up, but you got to do it.
Well, one of the things that I saw, Mike, I watched the game, and I really liked how the game was played. The United States were outplayed in for the whole first half and part of the second half. But toward the end, when he made a couple changes, and then that's where they won. I thought that the game was lost. I really did. I thought that the United States was completely outplayed. So, and I was very, very happy, and I concur with Andrew that I liked Panama, and you know, because they really wanted to win. They played with heart. They played with desire, and they knew what was at stake, and they outplayed the United States. I mean, if we really want to call a spade, that the United States was outplayed until about the 85th minute. Do you agree with that?
Definitely. You know, it's really sad for Panama because this was their golden generation. I think the Julio De La Valdez, the coach, is a very, very good coach. They've had a number of talented players on the team. I've spoken to these players at length over the last year and a half about their desires to reach the World Cup and become the first Panama team to reach, as I like to call it, soccer's promised land. And I feel for them. But you know, you could say that they missed the boat with that loss to the U.S., but if you want to really get technical, they really messed up back in June when they entered those three vital games over 2 weeks atop the hexagonal, and then they... I don't have their record in front of me, but they went from almost like from top to bottom, and they really never truly recovered from that. And that was devastating for them. I'm not as familiar with the younger generation coming up, but they're going to be hard-pressed to, I think, match the Blas Perez, Luis Tejada, and the rest of this particular generation. Maybe I'll be wrong, but it is a devastating defeat for Panama.
Well, they have 4 years to get things back in order for the next World Cup, but Mexico now has to play New Zealand, and New Zealand certainly is no pushover. Ask Italy about that.
I know.
But in the last World Cup, this is a team that's very experienced, and they've been to the World Cup before. Mexico has fired their coach again. Vucevic was fired after losing in Costa Rica, so now Miguel Herrera, the coach of Club America, the top team in Mexico, is now the new head coach. And he supposedly has called in 10 of his own players from his club to be on the squad that's going to face New Zealand in November. It's going to be interesting. I think it is definitely a tie. I think maybe the most interesting tie of any of the ones coming up in November, because it's two completely different styles of play. two completely different cultures, and you have to wonder what's going to happen. I think it's really a toss-up.
It's, and they're on literally opposite ends of the world. Of course, you can say that about New Zealand and any team they just about would play. I could understand why Herrera is bringing in players from his club, because he is familiar with them. And the big thing is getting Mexico into the World Cup and worrying about things from there. I think Mexico is going through a very embarrassing time right now. I wrote a column that I believe is up at BN Sports about how ridiculous it is them having four national team coaches in about a month, after when they should have gotten rid of Jose Manuel De La Torre much, much earlier this year. But it sounds like they've panicked. I can't say panicking. They have panicked, and it's an embarrassing situation for the Federation. It's funny because despite their problems, if they get past New Zealand, they could do well in the World Cup, because soccer is all about form. And even though they're stinking up the joint right now, next year they could get their confidence back, maybe go on a roll at the right time and go deep in the World Cup. So it's crazy. Some teams, Uruguay, for example, got in as a playoff team for the 2010 World Cup in South Africa, and they went to the semifinals. So you just don't know. Crazy game, huh?
It certainly is. It all depends on the draw, really. I think it's going to tell a lot. But that's going to be coming up in November. But something that's interesting that has come out of this, one of the key players for the United States in that match in Panama was Brad Davis of the Houston Dynamo. And he really played very well and set up that winning goal that tying goal to get the goal that put Mexico into the playoff for Graham Zuzzi. Now Davis and the Dynamo have to go to Panama, I believe it's tomorrow. Actually, it's Thursday. The Dynamo play Arabe Unido of Panama, and Houston needs a draw. This is in the CONCACAF Champions League to go into the knockout stage. So how ironic is that?
You can't make this stuff up, can you? I mean, I don't think Brad Davis is probably the most popular opposing player in Panama these days, but he did what he had to do. Brad Davis, unfortunately, had been seemed to be like the 24th or 25th man, just always not quote unquote good enough to make the World Cup team. But I think he's proven himself with his crossing ability. Obviously, he's deadly with his spot kicks, whether it's free kicks, corner kicks, or penalty kicks, with that lethal left foot. Have booked a spot on the U.S. team for next year, probably as a substitute. But if you need someone to put the ball on target, or at least onto an American player in a dead ball situation, he's the one to go to. So, after we're talking, he came up as a rookie in 2002, 11 years, he's got that opportunity to show what he can do with the world stage.
Mike, I know that it's a little bit premature for me to ask you this question, but if you look ahead to the seeding, and if you look ahead to the World Cup a year from this coming, what is the eight, nine months, right?
Yep.
Okay. What do you think is going to be who's going to be the teams that are going to survive? Is the United States going to survive? Is Mexico going to survive? Is Italy going to survive? I mean, those are teams that, just like you said, maybe they get to form. But I'm really worried about, the opposition, the Germany, the Holland, and Brazil, of course, And then my other question to you is Brazil really ready for the World Cup?
I guess let's do that last question first. Is Brazil ready? It seems like every country goes through this dance and somehow they get the World Cup up and going. Unfortunately, I haven't been there recently, so I can't tell you for sure, but my gut feeling is somehow it'll be ready, although maybe some of the people there who have protested during the FIFA Confederations Cup feel otherwise. We'll see about that. As for the top teams, well, I always like to say go to the usual suspects and pick one or two long shots. And what I mean by that is I go by history, and so you're going to teams like Germany, who a lot of people are touting right now. Italy just seems to have a way of going deep into a World Cup. You got to give them respect, too, to at least make the final eight, if not even more. The World Cup is being played in the Americas. So usually, well, let's put it this way. A European team has never won out of its hemisphere. So you've got to probably go with a Brazil or Argentina, or let's say even a Mexico could go far in it if it regains its confidence. The U.S., this is a great time for the U.S. to do something because it is in our hemisphere. It's in the Americas. And I would not be surprised if the U.S. gets to the quarterfinals and maybe gets lucky, maybe gets into the semis. I know people are probably shaking their heads right now, but stranger things have happened. South Korea in 2002, they hadn't won a World Cup game in decades, and they reached the semifinals in their own country. I know Brazil is not the United States, but you have to look at that historical perspective of playing well in your own hemisphere. So that's my shorthand on the 2014 World Cup very quickly.
Well, we'll certainly have more on that when we get to the draw. That's going to determine a lot of what's going to happen. But, Mike, what would we remiss if we didn't talk about the Red Bulls, because it's the last weekend of the MLS season coming up. The Red Bulls, if they win on Sunday, will win the Supporters Shield, which means they would host MLS Cup 2013 if they get that far. And the Red Bulls and Tim Cahill set a new record on Sunday, the fastest goal in MLS history in just 8 seconds against the Houston Dynamo, ironically enough. Boy, and the game's going to be at home at Red Bull Arena, so I think it's going to be a great atmosphere, I think, on Sunday. It's going to be on Unimas if you want to watch it on television.
I think you have to remember the Chicago Fire is trying to get into the playoffs, so I think both teams are really going to be pushing it. Chicago will be, I think, more desperate than the Red Bulls, I think it'll be a fun atmosphere, and I'll be disappointed if they don't get a sellout crowd, because for the first time in Red Bull's history, they could actually win serious hardware, silverware, whatever you want to call it, supporter shield, which will give them, obviously, home field advantage as long as they're still alive in the playoffs, and a pass into next year's CONCACAF Champions League. So it's a double reward there. But I'm looking forward to the game, needless to say, and I just hope it lives up to the hype we're all going to give it, and that we are giving it.
Certainly two teams that are very familiar with each other. I also want to mention the Cosmos. They missed their chance to qualify for the Soccer Bowl with a 1-1 tie against Edmonton, but they can do it, but they'll have to do it on the road. But they do have to play the weakest team, the San Antonio Scorpions, to try to get that point or two that they need to get in. Interesting enough, though, if the Cosmos play Atlanta in the final match of the regular season, then those two teams may end up playing each other in the final if Cosmos do win the second half of the season. That game is going to be in Atlanta. So it's like the teams have to play each other twice in a row in the same venue. Very, very strange.
Yeah, well, it's just the quirk of the schedule, unfortunately. We'll see if the Cosmos had an opportunity to clinch the fall season title yesterday and gave up a goal in the 90th minute. It would be tough going down to the last game of the regular season on November the 2nd, needing a tie or a win against a team that you want to play again the next week. But weird stuff does happen in soccer, doesn't it? So it'll be interesting to see what actually transpires this week when the Cosmos play in San Antonio.
Well, Mike, looking at the Cosmos and looking at, the soccer ball, as they call it, it brings back so many memories of the past that I am an aficionado of the North American Soccer League, I guess. And, regrettably or in whatever however you may want to say it, the North American Soccer League bring back so much And the naming, you know, the Fort Lauderdale Striker, you know, the Cosmo, and all the, you know, all the teams that bear the name of the past. It's really amazing. I just hope that the cooler heads in the future, they're going to find a way to merge those leagues and become a big league where everybody is in cohesion, because soccer is really have the opportunity to progress even in the second division as much as the MLS has done. What's your take?
MLS is not, you know, the only way. It'll be difficult to merge the leagues, because I'll be honest with you, MLS, if you take a look at their ownership, they're billionaires. And even though...
No, I was talking about the USL and the North American Soccer League.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. They had a hell of a divorce a few years ago. I don't know if they would ever want to get back together again, because it's two different management groups running the show now. I'll be honest with you, I don't know, you know, that much, if they have much common cause. It's a pity that they did break up, but it looks like they're both going their own separate ways at the present time.
Well, Mike, it's going to be interesting to see what happens. Of course, the NASL season, they actually have their regular season is actually longer than the MLS season. It ends first weekend in November, but they only have the one final, which is the Soccer Bowl, which is going to be held in Atlanta. So we're looking forward to getting your report next week on the Red Bulls. Hopefully, I hope to see them win the Supporter Shield and host MLS Cup. It should be great to see soccer in December in New York City. It should be very, very interesting. So,
oh, yeah, thanks. I'm really looking forward to it. Boy.
Well, just bundle up.
Mike, we're glad to have you as part of our show, and your reporting is great. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. My pleasure, gentlemen.
We'll talk to you next week, Mike. Thanks a lot.
Have a good one, huh?
Okay, bye-bye. Michael Lewis here on Soccer is the Kick in the Grass. When we come back, we'll be going internationally with Mr. Zero, Dick Howard, here on Soccer is the Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM, and live on the web at socceristhekickinthegrass.com.
Hi, this is Marcus Hahnemann from the U.S. Men's National Team. You're listening to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL.
Conservative. WYSL. Rochester's home for America's Morning Show with Quinn and Rose. 92.1 FM and 1040 AM. WYSL, Avon, Rochester. Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. National Team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA Wear.
Topnotchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
The 2013 NWSL regular season champion Western New York Flash would like to thank all their fans in Rochester and the surrounding area for their support during the inaugural season of the NWSL this year. 2014 Flash season tickets are now on sale and can be purchased by calling 454-KICK or online at WNYFlash.com. Don't miss out on all of the exciting NWSL action. Get your season tickets today. The Western New York Flash. Experience the best.
Your family's growing, and it's time for a new home. Why buy an existing house with someone else's style when you can afford a new Faber home built to suit your style and your needs? Start fresh, build new with Faber. Faber homes are in communities with excellent schools, parks, and all the conveniences your family needs. Faber Homes is now building in 6 locations. Visit a Faber Homes model today at Berkshire Park in Henrietta or at Regency Park in Greece. Give Faber Homes a call today. 247-4800 or visit FaberHomes.com for homes starting at $129,900. Faber Homes, great homes, great price.
Doug Miller Family Sports Park is proud to be a sponsor of Soccer's A Kick in the Grass. Doug Miller Family Sports Park is home to Doug Miller Soccer, Rochester Golf Academy, Glacier Ridge Snow Tubing, and Salvatore's. Check us out at DougMillerFamilySportsPark.com.
Score big with Salins. Salins is proud to call Western New York home for over 140 years. Our premium quality deli meats and hot dogs are hometown favorites. Score big with your family and friends. Enjoy Salins' delicious real smokehouse ham or Salins' mouth-watering real turkey or chicken breast. Ask for Salins deli meats at your favorite meat or food store. The taste that beats them all. Salins.
Insurance companies do their best to reward safe drivers with savings. But do they really know how you drive every day? And can they reward you for it? The answer is yes. Introducing DriveWise from Allstate, an amazing little device that simply plugs in under your dash, collects driving data from your car, and gets you the savings you truly deserve.
Call Fairport Allstate agent Vincenzo Scolo, 244-2130. Feature is optional and subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois.
DriveWise from Allstate. Are you in good hands?
The Rochester Lancers are back for another season of exciting MISL soccer this fall. The Lancers open the 2013 campaign at the Blue Cross Arena on Saturday, November 16th, against the defending MISL champion Baltimore Blast. Kickoff is at 7 p.m. Get your 2013 Lancers season tickets by visiting rlancers.com or by calling 872-KICK. Come support your Rochester Lancers all season at the Blue Cross Arena.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WISL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Now, on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, it's time for our international report with one of North America's top soccer journalists, a member of both the Canadian Soccer Hall of Fame and the 1970 Rochester Lancers NASL Championship Team, Mr. Zero, Dick Howard.
And our international report with Dick Howard is brought to you this and every week by our title sponsor, Top Notch Monogramming, Northfield Common in Pittsburgh. Number to call is 248-2650. The website is topnotchmonogramming.com, and the Facebook page is facebook.com/topnotchmonogramming. Go down and visit Tony and Michelle for all of your gear. Get your gear embroidered or monogrammed for the fall and winter sports season. Of course, we're well into the fall season, but winter sports season coming up, basketball, hockey, indoor soccer. You'll get your bags done at Top Notch Monogramming, your team logos, team jersey, etc. And, of course, if you mention Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, they'll give you a 10% discount. And we thank Tony for all of his support over the number of years as our title sponsor.
You know, it takes people like Tony to make this show possible. So we just want to thank him and want him to know how much we appreciate him, and not only because he sponsored our show, but because he is a believer in soccer. He travels all over the world to support soccer, and those are the privileges when you are free and independent. You don't have any commitment with anybody, so you can just pick up and go. And he's lucky that he's got Michelle to run the show while he's away. So thank you, Tony, if you're listening to us, and thank you.
He always listens to us. Well, and of course, we want to thank Dick Howard for being on the show as always. And Dick, congratulations again on being inducted into the Lancers Wall of Fame. We're looking forward to seeing you in town in December.
Great, thanks, guys. Yeah, I'm looking forward to coming down to Rochester, and hopefully Tony will give me 10% as well.
I'm sure, that's for sure.
Early Christmas presents.
We'll negotiate 20% for you.
Well, Dick, the big news today was the draw for the European playoffs and the World Cup and some intriguing matchups. And I think anybody who is of Icelandic descent has to be extremely happy. They're going to be playing an out-of-form Croatia side. I think that, you know, Iceland, I think, has a real shot to make the first World Cup. And, of course, they would be the smallest country in the World Cup history. Greece, Romania, Ukraine, France, and the marquee matchup, Portugal against Sweden, Cristiano Ronaldo against Zlatan Ibrahimovic. What do you think?
Yeah, no, it's great. And you're right, when you mentioned the Iceland-Croatia game, of course, Croatia firing their coach, Dimitar Niko Kovac, come in. and up against an Icelandic team that really has overachieved, and Lars Lagerbäck, of course, former coach of the Swedish national team, knows all about Croatia, so that certainly has a lot of intrigue attached to it, especially given, as you rightly mentioned, the fact that if they were to qualify, they would be the smallest nation to qualify. It would be great for Icelandic football, not for Croatian football. But the others, Greece, Romania, that could be quite an emotional clash between two teams that on their day can produce the goods. I think that Didier Deschamps, the French coach, will be happy with the Ukraine draw. And then you rightly mentioned the clash of the giants with Zlatan Ibrahimovic and a fellow by the name of Ronaldo who plays for Portugal. So that is arguably the game of the playoffs for Europe.
Okay, who's the better player? Ronaldo or Ibrahimovic?
They both have their strengths. I think if I was a coach, picking a team, I would probably go for Cristiano Ronaldo, because I think that when he's on fire, he can be absolutely devastating. Ibrahimovic is, when he is in the right frame of mind, can score spectacular goals, and he's so effective in the air as well as on the ground. So it's difficult, comparing the two, but if I was a coach, I think I would go for a Cristiano Ronaldo. On form is the one to do the business.
I would agree with that. I think Ibrahimovic needs a little bit of support to be the goal scorer that he is. I think Ronaldo can score goals by himself. He can make goals and out of nothing, like Messi does. So Portugal is going to have the advantage with the first home match, along with Ukraine, Greece, and Iceland, and then the return legs. Those are the matches that will be on the 15th of November, the return leg on the 19th. We were talking earlier about Mexico and New Zealand. Mexico will host New Zealand on the 13th of November, and then the return leg in New Zealand on the 20th. And Jordan will actually have the first match against Uruguay in their playoff on the 13th, and Uruguay will have the match. I think Uruguay, with having the second match, Dick, I think is going to be the clear favorite. And boy, Mexico is going to have every pressure on them. They must get a result at home, or they're going to have to go to New Zealand to try to get a result, and that's not going to be easy.
It will not be easy, and given the drama. I didn't see the game on TV. I just had it like text through, and you thought, well, Costa Rica 2, Mexico 1, that's it, and then the US down 2-1, and then 2-2, and 3-2. It must have been absolutely devastating for the Panamanian fans in the stadium when the US got that the winning goal. Absolutely devastating. So near yet so far.
They could have heard a pin drop in the stadium, is what they said. But this is what happens. It can be a cruel game sometimes.
The agony of defeat. That's what you know.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
It could be the agony of defeat. Bob Bradley suffered the agony of defeat. Ghana just absolutely obliterated Egypt 6-1. Bob Bradley will coach Egypt in the second leg of that qualifier, which will be on the 19th, because there was actually worries about his safety because of obviously the political situation in Egypt, the game being played in Egypt, and really Egyptians have practically no chance in that match, where stranger things have happened, but I think it would have to be a miracle.
Unbelievable result. I would never have predicted that margin of victory for Ghana. I fully expected Ghana to win. They're very strong at home. But that scoreline, I thought, again, it was a misprint. But, it looks very much as though the Bastard will be back. And Franco Doi will be happy, Joe.
Yeah, I know. Well, let me tell you, let's talk a little bit about my Juventus team. I was watching the game and I was so happy, and 2-0 going into the second half, and Giuseppe Rossi did the job on them in the second half.
Did he ever?
Unbelievable. I just cannot understand how Buffon, the premier goalkeeper in Europe and in the world, I think that his job right now is in jeopardy, is to be a national team keeper. Mm-hmm. Because Prandelli needs to look, and he doesn't look sharp at all. I mean, he looked terrible. not only him, but the defense in front of him. But if you were Prandelli, would you put Buffon in on the goal now?
Well, it's a similar situation, Joe, to the one that Roy Hodgson has in England with Joe Hart, the Manchester City goalkeeper, because Joe Hart has had his moments, to put it mildly, in this very short season, and he's made mistakes both for club and country. And there's a lot of pressure on Roy Hodgson to say, well, maybe it's time to change. But he went with Joe Hart, and I think the same thing will happen with Prandelli, that he will stay with Gianluigi Buffon. And in respect of goalkeepers, those two guys are superb goalkeepers. They're having a tough time at the moment, but I would definitely go with them if I'm going into a crunch situation, and certainly for the World Cup. But it does give rise for concern, and maybe makes the coaches aware of the fact, well, if they were to really go and experience a bad loss of form, who would I go to? And it's quite a different in England. You know, there's some talented young goalkeepers, but not of the caliber of a Joe Hart. And the same thing in Italy, I think, with regards to I portieri.
Yeah, that's right. And speaking of Manchester City and Juventus, they have some big matches in the Champions League this week. Manchester City has to go to CSKA Moscow, and then, of course, over the weekend, they have to play a certain team called Chelsea. And Chelsea in second place in the EPL behind Arsenal, who have a huge match on Tuesday against Borussia Dortmund, the runners-up from last year's Champions League. Boy, so you got some great matches this week. You got Marseille and Napoli, Milan hosting Barcelona at the Giuseppe Meazza Stadium. Manchester United has a home match, and, of course, Real Madrid and Juventus on Wednesday. Boy, some great, great matches. All of these will be on television.
They really are tremendous matchups. You're really spoiled for choice with regards to the games, because you know that the atmosphere in the stadium, the perennial rivals playing against one another, and certainly Arsenal, and lots of fans of Arsenal in North America, they will really... If they can continue their form at the moment with Oyser and the work that he's doing, will provide a tough opponent for Borussia Dortmund. And two fine coaches, of course, in charge of those two teams. So it's really going to be quite the battle at the Emirates.
You know what surprised me, Dick, in talking about going back to the Italian league, how Roma has been able to win eight games, only one goal against them. And Juventus have given up five, six goals. And, you know, the firepower that they got in the front, you know, it just doesn't work. I just don't understand. And, I would think that going to Bernabeu and facing Real Madrid, and I think that Antonio Conte begins to have to worry about his job, because for some reason... He has not been able to motivate the team, or have the team, or put the team on the field that doesn't suffer from a mental problem, you know, and they give up goals.
Yeah, well, certainly it's a supreme test, isn't it, at the Bernabeu, and of course two Italian coaches, so they know each other so well, and the philosophy. And the players know each other so well. You know, I think I was reading an account with regards to the Milan-Barcelona rivalry over the last couple of years. There's seven games they played against each other. So they know each other so well. And it almost becomes a game of chess when you look at the game itself and how they match up against each other. It really is fascinating with the different styles of play of the teams and the rivalries. And as you mentioned, Andrew, there's some fabulous games tomorrow and also on Wednesday. And again, a lot of people getting headaches and having to leave home, to go home early and maybe watch a game. It will happen here in Toronto. I know there'll be a lot of people crying off sick both on Tuesday and Wednesday because of their team playing in this competition. It really is a great competition. And I think if I was picking a game... The Marseille game and Napoli is one, because Marseille really need to get a result against the Napoli team. Was it their first loss of the season for Napoli at the weekend, Joe?
Yeah.
So yeah,
because
that game
they
is
started
be,
off very well.
Yeah, that game will be on delay unless you can get it on your computer. The Milan Barcelona is on Fox Sports 1. Schalke Chelsea, it should be an interesting one there. Fox Sports 2, and then on Wednesday you've got Moscow and Manchester City at noon. Manchester United and Real Sociedad at 2:30 on Fox Sports 1. And Fox Sports 2 will have Real Madrid against Juventus. And Dick, we can't forget the Clásico on Saturday. Barcelona against Real Madrid starts at noon on beIN Sport. And anytime those two teams play each other, it's a Clásico.
It is, isn't it? And we look at the classic encounters around the world, and that certainly is one that measures up in that regard. And certainly two great teams and an atmosphere that is second to none, whether it be in Camp Nou or in the Bernabeu. And it's, as I say, going to be a very tight game because you've got two teams that know each other so well, and I just love the tactical battles that take place in the Champions League as well as in the Europa League, because you've got teams that are playing maybe a certain way within their own domestic championship, and then in midweek they've got to go and play against a team in a totally different atmosphere to try and get a result. And in that regard, you look at a Manchester United will probably be happy that they're back, at home playing against Real Sociedad, because they've had a tough start to the season. It's been a tough introduction for David Moyes, of course, with regards to taking over from Sir Alex Ferguson.
Yeah. Well, they still got Fergie time on Saturday against Southampton, but we couldn't put one in the back of the net. But Dick, we have to run. Thanks so much, and we'll talk to you again next week. More to review and preview of some great matches.
Oh, it's a pleasure, guys. Ciao.
Ciao for now. I wish Juventus luck.
Thanks a lot, Dick. Dick Howard here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Joe and I will wrap it up next on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Hi, this is Ashlyn Harris, and you're listening to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notch monogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
Caring for your teeth is a key factor in promoting good health. Joe and Andrew highly recommend Dr. David Olivo and his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue for all your dental needs. Dr. Olivo and his experienced staff provide a wide array of dental services and procedures in a comfortable and caring atmosphere. New patients are always welcome. Visit Dr. Olivo's interactive website at davidolivodmd.com or call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo. Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Don telephone. I believe in America, and my daughter is the light of my life. But she weeps because she's so lonely. I said to my wife, for justice, we must go to Don Telephone.
Buonasera. We know each other for years, and this is the first time you come to me for help.
What do you want of me? I'll give you anything you want.
You ever needed a friend like me? And now you come to me and say, Don Telephone, you must give me justice. You don't even call me the mob father. But I'll make you an offer you can't refuse, huh? Then you call LiveWire at 325-0000.
What shall I pay you?
You don't pay anything at all because it's completely free. And all your daughter has to do is call 325-0000 and she will weep no more. I ask nothing of you, Bonacera, but someday, and that day may never come, I will call upon you to do a service for me in return.
Mob father, you understand everything.
When have I ever refused an accommodation? But you must be over 18.
Cooja Cooj, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline 234-5555. We have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's.com.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WISL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
And welcome back to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. We wrap up our show. I want to thank Michael Lewis and Dick Howard for being on a little bit longer this week. And we'll hopefully have Alex Loy on in before the induction ceremony. Next week we'll have another Hall of Famer, Ed Morante, one of the pioneers of youth soccer in America. And we'll have him on next week.
Andrew, it's a great show, and we look forward to next week with some more soccer kick in the grass.
That's right. Don't forget the Lancer home opener on the November 16th, 872 kick to get tickets. This has been Andrew Battisti with Joe Sirianni, Michael Lewis in New York, Dick Howard in Toronto, Bob D'Angelo at WYSL. Be with us again next Monday at 6:30 for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com. Have a good night, everyone.
One and
Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is presented by Top Notch Monogramming, Northfield Commons, Pittsburgh. And brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos, the Rochester Lancers, and Western New York Flash, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, Livewire, Salen's Meat Products, Faber Homes, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. Tune in again next week for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.